The first John. Unfortunately, that marmot had to be put to sleep. An interesting proposal will be debated at the monthly meeting of the Pomona Town Council tonight. It's the brainstorm of Mayor Joe King, who wants to change the name of our fair city. This reporter spoke to His Honor last night, and he told me this. Quote, "The name Pomona sounds like a dinky little podunk town that no one will ever want to visit. And don't tell anyone I said that or I'll block your hat, sonny." Unquote. Hear the proceedings live tonight at 8 p.m. on our sister station, WANK-FM. And now for those who want to catch up on what happened in Pomona last week, here is Martha with old news.
Thanks, Bill. Last Tuesday, 8-year-old Patty Cake got her foot stuck in her family toilet on Marshall Avenue. Apparently, she was interested in surfing and, according to her, wanted to test the water. And say, did I tell you about my neighbor's cat? It's been using my yard as a...
Thank you, Martha. We'll be back with the official Wormcast after this.
Hello, all you worms out there. I'm Tim Burr. Tim Burr, salesman at the used car department at Lemon Motors. You know us. We know you. Just don't tell anybody. We've got some real honeys on the lot right now in today's special. Well, it's a fixer-upper. You can fix her lower, too. It's just as fun. Anyway, this one needs tires, a transmission, maybe a couple of back seats, a trunk, a radio, kind of like my mother. Who knows? The motor, however, runs great. I will even help you push it off the lot myself. Now how much would you pay? Well, for you, just $350 plus, of course, your trade. But wait, there's Les. Hi, Les.
Hello there.
Thank you, Les. So come on down to Lemon Motors, and as we always do say, get a great deal on a lemon.
Here's the Wormcast for Greater Pomona, just ahead of much more music with Johnny Lizard. The temperature is going to be a surprising 450 degrees by later this afternoon, but don't worry. It's just due to the lava that will be pouring through the valley. Currently in Pomona, 71 degrees, and now it's a good time for the good sound of Johnny Lizard.
Excuse me, Will?
Yes, Johnny?
Before we play the next song, you and I share a time slot here on Wonderful Worm, but we never get to talk, you know what I mean? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, we never talk.
So, how's your wife?
I'm not married.
What do you think about the Dodgers?
I don't follow sports.
Well, did you see Ed Sullivan last night?
I don't own a TV.
Okay, good talking to you, Will.
We ought to do this more often, Johnny.
You'll dig it. Time to hear a new one.
And that was a tune entitled, Remember, Walking in the Sand, and then Holding Up a Liquor Store by Violet Crime and the Crimettes. Worm Chime Time. 5:23. Here's our pick of the week on WORM. It's the love theme from Teenage Catgirls in Heat by Honey and the Hairballs.
Good grief.
Hello, Wonderful Worm.
Hey, Lizard Boy, can you guess who this is?
If I didn't know better, I'd say you were the Mad Platter, my arch nemesis from KRAP Radio across town. Are you listening to Wonderful Worm today, Platter?
Don't make me laugh, Cart Breath. No, I'm kind of calling as a public service to let you know about a slight change in programming over there.
Really?
Yes, we have secretly replaced one of the worm jingles in your studio with a jingle for the best station in town, KRAP. Next time you play a jingle on the air, you just won't know whether it's one of yours or one of ours.
I don't believe it. How could you have ever gotten past our security staff?
You mean my new buddies Chris and Rocky? I thought they deserved an all-expense trip to a local sporting house, so I kind of gave them the night off.
You gave them the night off? You've done some dastardly deeds, Platter, but this one is really not nice.
Listen, while I've got you on the phone, DJ Doofus, I'd like to request a song. How about Everybody Loves a Clown by Gary Lewis and the Playboys?
How about I hang up on you, Platter, and don't darken my phone again?
You have met the Bride of Dracula. You have encountered the son of Frankenstein. But now, for the first time, let us introduce you to the Wolfman's In-Laws.
Larry, would you please pass the turkey? There's no need to be nasty. I'll get it myself. You remember, Larry, that we were going over to the House of Wax for that little baby shower on Saturday night, so I wish you would take some time and trim your face a little bit, dear.
And On the same bill, the soporific second feature, they replaced her brain.
They replaced my brain with a medium head of lettuce, and now all I can think about is croutons.
Igor, help me roll her over to the giant vat of balsamic vinaigrette.
Don't forget to visit our snack bar for our signature special, Pomona clams with secret sauce.
Absolutely no one will be admitted to this picture, starring John Wayne, John Payne, Michael Caine, Frank Fontaine, Frankie Lane, and Herkimer, the befuddled budgie. Don't miss the spleen-grinding action this weekend at the Chlamydia Drive-In. And if you're one of the first 100 cars to arrive, you'll get a free receipt with each paid admission.
So stay right here on Wonderful Radio.
There's a new tourist attraction here in Pomona. And on the scene to cover the grand opening is our own Al Fresco.
Thanks, Johnny. I'm here with Jungle Bob, proprietor of Jungle Bob's. What is the full name of this place, Bob?
It's Jungle Bob's Coral Snake Petting Zoo.
Whoa, aren't coral snakes poisonous?
A lot of people think that, but we've never had any problems here, Al. Hey, would you like to hold one of our pets? Nothing to worry about. I'll just wrap him around your arm. These little guys are as tame as mice. Unless you're wearing...
Yow! That snake just bit me.
As I was saying, they're completely safe unless you're wearing cologne. That just drives these little fellas nuts for some reason. You don't have any of that on, do you, son?
Well, I'm wearing a little Old Spice, but, Bob, my arm is getting numb. Maybe you could call an ambulance, if you don't mind?
Well, before you go, let me get you a coupon good for one free pass to the park. On the house.
Things are getting a little hazy. So, Johnny Lizard, back to you at the station.
The spotlight is on fun, on merriment and mirth. Have a laugh while you get things done this wonderful weekend with your radio.
It's the top of the hour, 5:23, guys and gals. Time to play Name It and Claim It. So I'll take the 37th call to the Worm Line at 242-WORM. If you know the name of this record, call now. Hello, Wonderful Worm.
Do I get to play?
You sure do. What is your name?
I'm Melba. Melba Toast from Comelto, California.
And can you tell me the name of that song?
It's called If I Had a Hammer, I'd Smash Your Big Toe by Soufflé.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Melba, we don't have an extra copy of that exact song here at the station to send you, so we're going to dig into the prize closet and bring out a great album for you.
Cool, Johnny.
Let's see what we got here. I'm Beginning to See the Light by Ray Charles, Bix Beiderbecke Hits of the 30s, and Sal Mineo singing Ouch, Ouch, Stop Stabbing Me.
Don't you have anything more recent? I mean, like, from the 60s?
Well, in that case, how would you like an autographed album from the Beach Boys?
That'd be swell, Johnny.
Okay, here's the album. Let me just get out my marking pen and I'll sign it right on the front. To Melba, All the Hits, Johnny Lizard. Okay, hang on the phone and we'll get your address, Melba.
Don't bother.
It's Wonderful Radio 1490.
Well, the jingle singers got that wrong again. It's actually 1450.
And the weather.
Here's a check of the travel weather for today. If you're going to New York, it's 62 there now. Las Vegas is 76 and Butte is 30. Hey, that's a coincidence. There's a secretary here at Wonderful Worm. She's 30, and she has a couple of buttes.
It's time for sports news.
Tonight in AAA Baseball, it's our own Pomona Baby Seals hosting the Corvallis Clubbers. First pitch at 8 p.m. I talked to Coach Howard Johnson's from the visiting Clubbers, and he told me that his third string guys will probably be seeing a lot of action. So go out there and support our Pomona Baby Seals tonight.
Yeah.
And the student athlete of the week is Anita Plummer. She's an eighth grader on the basketball team at Millard Fillmore Junior High in Pomona. And yes, that's how you pronounce it. And it says here, her nickname is First Period. I guess that's because she always has a spot in the opening lineup. Congratulations to Anita. And that's sports on the Worm. Good afternoon, viewers. Here on the Johnny Lizard Fiasco, it's my pleasure to announce that Folgers Coffee has chosen Wonderful Worm to introduce its new radio spot. And with me in the studio is Hugh Jorgen, the guy in charge of the Folgers account at the advertising agency. Welcome, sir.
Nice to meet you, JL. I just want you to know I'm only here in a supervisory capacity. You're the radio expert, so here's the copy. Why don't you just give this a try?
It's just this one line. Is that it?
Yeah, just let her rip, son.
Okay, here I go. Folgers crystals look rich, smell rich, taste rich.
That was great, Mr. Lizard. Of course, since the brand name is Folgers, could you please just try it again with a little more emphasis on our name?
Okay, no problem. Folgers crystals look rich, smell rich, taste rich.
That was perfect. Listen, could you just hit crystals a little bit harder?
Okay. Folgers crystals look rich, smell rich, taste rich.
Oh, you are a star, JL. Now, if we could just have a little more emphasis on look, smell, and taste, I think it'll help sell the product.
Folgers crystals look rich, smell rich, taste rich.
Perfection. Now, if you could just emphasize the word rich, just a shade more.
Rich?
Yes, rich is a very important word here. It's the key to our whole campaign.
You want me to hit rich and Folgers and crystals and look and smell and taste?
Right!
Folgers crystals look rich, smell rich, taste rich.
Fantastic, Mr. Lizard. Now look, if you could just try it all again, but this time a little softer. You sounded a mite aggressive. Just back off a bit on the whole thing, and I think we got it.
Mr. Jorgen, before we finish this up, I want to get a picture of you for the Wonderful Worm scrapbook. Here, you sit in my chair, and I'll stand behind you, like this, with this can of Folgers right above your head.
Like this? Should I smile?
Yes, that's perfect.
K-R-A-P.
Merciful heavens, what was that?
Mad Platter, I hate you!
More fun!
DJ Johnny Lizard.
Our DJs got together and unanimously agreed.
I like that.
It is tune.
This is a tune to watch.
That's a hot one. The Pink Nose Puppies with Peekaboo. This quarter hour of the Johnny Lizard Tragedy is brought to you by Bob's Artistic Photography Studio, where they shoot people and their pets, and by Mother Grumpus's Chicken Swill. It's so good it tastes like Grandma used to make.
Weather, you ought to know it's 7 below.
There's a new tourist attraction here in Pomona, and on the scene to cover the grand opening is our own Al Fresco.
Thanks, Johnny, and I'm entering the Three Stooges restaurant, Steaks and Aches. Excuse me.
Come on, fellas, we gotta get busy.
Hello.
Hello, and I'm sure the folks in Wormland are anxious to see your super service in action.
Yes, sir, we have all the service.
At your service.
I'm Al Fresco from Wonderful Worm.
Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
I don't think so, but listen, why do you call your restaurant Steaks and Aches? I know you have steaks on the menu, but who gets the aches?
Oh, my nose!
Oh, I see. We get the steaks, you get the aches.
Slightly.
And I see you serve fish. What have you got?
We have rock-caught sea bass, albacore and pickerel, sand dab, yellowtail, tuna fish and mackerel, bluefish, sailfish, tarpon, and if you wish, swordfish, whitefish, herring and gefilte fish.
And that ain't all.
Okay, let me get to the couple sitting over here. Ma'am, I see you're having the chef's surprise. How is it?
If it only had ketchup on.
Curly, you must tell the audience your secret recipe for Chef's Surprise.
You take a gallon of gasoline, 2 tumblers of bicarbonate soda, an ounce of iodine, and a pinch of mustard.
And let me talk to this gentleman over here. I see you're having a cup of Larry's coffee.
That tastes like paint. How do you like that?
And the gentleman over here is enjoying the chicken soup.
I want cream chip beef on toast.
I can't imagine how you got the wrong entree. I'll just walk over to the kitchen and see if we can straighten this out. Hey, Curly, drop what you're doing and... Oh, no. I didn't mean...
What's the matter with you?
Ow! Wow, thanks a lot, Mo.
We gotta clean up this mess.
Before things get any worse, I think I'll head back to the station. Thanks, fellas, for letting us visit your restaurant.
So long.
Goodbye. Skip together.
Toodaloo.
Break a leg.
This is Al Fresco live at the Three Stooges Steaks and Aches.
Here's Johnny!
Hey, you're tuned to Wonderful Worm Radio, WORM, here in lugubrious Pomona. And this is your host. Wait a second. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Johnny. This is Johnny Lizard reminding you that silence is golden, but duct tape is silver. The jockeys are hopping, and our very own DJ, Rich Mahogany, will be at Bosco's Teen Nightclub tonight at 7 p.m. Special appearance by that new group from Pomona, the Sugar Daddies, who will be performing their number one hit on the Worm Deck Survey, Sit Still, Mary, I'm Just Trying to Frost Your Muffins.
Oh, no.
This is Chris P. Bacon, speaking on behalf of the Toaster Foundation. We are a nonprofit group dedicated to ensuring toaster safety. We caution you that at no time should you attempt to toast a slice of American cheese, as we have done here to demonstrate our point. Our test cheese slice has melted into the coils, creating a sticky mess. But here is where many people get into trouble. They attempt to scrape the melted cheese out of the toaster using a knife or some other metallic object, as I'm doing here. This is the surest way to electrocute.
Oops. As a public service, the Pomona Chamber of Commerce has a tip for you tourists visiting us this week. You'll enjoy Floss Mountain, run by Dusty Carr and his wife, Red.
Oh.
Floss Mountain is a scale model of Pike's Peak, 16 feet high and made entirely of used dental floss.
What's so amazing about that?
If you mention that you heard this announcement on Wonderful Worm, you'll be asked to leave.
Wonderful Worm Radio!
We've just installed the latest gadget in the studio, an answering machine that lets our listeners call in and tell us how much they love Wonderful Worm.
This is Anchovy, and I'm a waitress at Squat and Gobble Cafe on Main Street here in downtown Pomona. I don't really like Wonderful Worm, but they usually have it on in the restaurant, so I hear it all the time, like it or not. I guess you could say I'm a frequent listener.
Hello? Is this thing on? Well, WORM carries our religious program every Sunday morning. Perhaps you've heard it. The Glass Bottle Redemption Hour, from the Church of Eternal Misperception. This is Pastor Knees speaking. Anyway, I'm calling to see if when you play our show on the air this week, you could turn up the volume. Some of our membership is hard of hearing, and it would be a blessing to them. Thank you kindly. Goodbye now.
Hello, Johnny, are you there? Remember me? It's Betty, your ex-wife. Remember the money I lent you last week and you promised to pay me back? Well, I still haven't seen it. Do I have to come down to the...
Here's the time.
5:23 at Wonderful Worm, and time for you to meet Pearl, the record girl.
Hello.
Pearl is the lady responsible for choosing all the records you hear on the mighty 1450. So, Pearl, here we are together at last.
Well, what do we do?
Well, just come over, Pearl. You're about the prettiest little piece of fluff I have ever seen. Can you sit down in my lap?
Ah!
Hey, take it easy. I was just trying to guess your weight.
Wonderful Worm Radio!
I think I better play some music.
Good thinking.
JingleSamplers.com.